Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What a madness of a couple days.
Madness.
I'm in Massachusetts to show at Hyannis. Hey, man. That's a hyannis. look at a anus. That's a hyannis. If you watch any baseball, you'll judge on the Yankees. He's got a hyannis. That thing's about 7'8". Anyway, what a show's great. It's like this whole tent thing, outside event, and the people are great. But what a crazy couple days ahead. This hotel we're staying at, it's very nice and clean. I got this hotel that would be really convenient, I thought, for all the three things I have to do this weekend, which is Hyannis, Cohasset, and then Foxborough, Gillette's Stadium on Sunday for the DraftKings podcast with Michael Rappaport. And I'll stay at this little hotel. I mean, it's like, all right, it's under construction, whatever. It is what it is. There's no lobby, there's no whatever. It doesn't say it on the website, but whatever, we're going for it. So, okay, that's no big deal. I'm gonna do the show, come back. And then the 2 in the morning, the fire, the smoke detector starts beeping. Meep. Meep.
Every couple minutes.
What?
Every couple of minutes.
Yeah, every couple of minutes, this thing's going on and on and on and on. So that's 2 in the morning. We get up. Everyone's up. They move us to another room just to sleep. And so now it's like 2:30, 3 in the morning, going to sleep, and then just before 8 a.m., ring, dong, 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 ring. Oh my, you know what? We're out here, and they better not give me a hard time for checking out the next couple of days. I'm gonna go downstairs, unless we can.
But we're gonna podcast.
This ain't gonna happen. We're out of here. We're out of here. I'm gonna head to downtown Boston. Forget that, man. We're done with this. I got this gash in my back. I'm in the middle of the show, and I got this pad on my back because what is that thing called on my back?
Squeamish.
Squeamish.
I don't know.
Squamish. It's like a wart that's really a cancer. It's not melanoma, but it's like this little cancer thing.
It can't stay
because then it will get bad, and then it will spread, and it will turn into something. But even that takes forever to do. So I'm actually packing as I'm talking to you, and God, I don't even know where to start. We brought my daughter on this trip because she wants to sell merchandise, and she decided to bring her little friend, which is always good to keep your kids entertained and keep them away from nagging you. This banana, I don't think the poor kid's like out of prison. Every time we'd stop, he'd buy $10 worth of junk. He bought. So yes, this kid. This kid ate four Dunkin' Donuts.
In one shot.
All in one shot. An entire gummy candy bear. And when I say. This is a 5 pound bag. No. How big is this? How many pounds is this thing? Big is this freaking thing, man?
It's at the bottom.
Where?
Gosh, do you ever go shopping?
No, I don't go shopping.
It's 1.8 pounds.
1.8 pounds of little gummy bears. He ate half of them. Half of them. He ate a box of popcorn, and I mean
a bowl. Tin
yeah, you ever have those kids that come over? They're not Girl Scouts. They're like a Boy Scout.
I grew up with those. Remember the big giant.
The big tins. Yeah.
Potato chips? Well, they have popcorn.
Big tin popcorn thing of cheddar cheese popcorn. He eats a whole freaking thing. Now, granted, this kid weighs maybe 50 pounds wet, if he's lucky. And sure enough, and I'm like, yo, you can't eat like this. What are you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah, P.S. I'm at the show. That's crazy. It's like a
stop button.
There's no stop buttons. I just had to take his stuff away. Like, you know, it can't. I know you're not my kid, but this ain't going down. Chips. Oh, that's another thing. He ate a bag of chips.
Yep.
He ate a
sandwich.
A BLT sandwich. A huge hero. Huge. Of just bacon and tomato. Good Lord. What makes you do that?
Sydney, can you leave some for us? I thought you were trying to lose weight.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
One time we put this kid too to a lake house with us, or like a mountain house, and we were up there, and I don't know, he wanted to impress me by eating wings. I said, I wouldn't do this. These wings are... I said, the wings are really hot, and I put extra hot sauce on.
Oh, okay. I eat hot sauce all the time. I eat hot sauce all the time.
Okay. He put a little hot sauce. I thought his hair was going to fall out. He was mangled for a day and a half. So why'd you do that?
I don't know what to do.
He's a little...
No, it's the age.
I guess it's the age.
Don't be at that age.
Kid needs a helmet. You should walk around in a helmet. 24/7, walk around in a helmet. That's right. You're a helmet kid. Case closed. Yeah, I'm staring at garbage bins outside this hotel. I can't wait to get out of here. This place is madness.
Madness.
I got a gaping hole in my back. Right in the middle of the show, it just, the pad fell. I have a big pad on my back, so I look like the Hunchback in Notre Dame. Because it's like, I have 4 or 5 stitches. It's a long slice that they took out of my back. I just got to make sure that they got all of it so it doesn't come back and then spread and all that jazz. And right in the middle of the show, this freaking pad falls off.
Ew, no way.
Yes. And you can see it's like thick and it come the other nutballs.
Oh, no.
So anyway, that's how we started off with it. The show was great. Everything was awesome with that. I'm waiting for the Kevin James episode. I'm going to be on the premiere episode. Here they come. Here they come. Here, take your key. We're going to a really cool hotel in Boston.
Take your stuff.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so much more. It'll be better.
Yeah. So anyway. So yeah, that thing fell out right in the middle of it all. It was nasty. Yeah, look, now I know how a female.
Show.
Yeah.
There's this one show I'll never forget. It was back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
And you're in a full-on purple
suit. From Chess King.
It's like one of those...
$99.
Satiny suits.
That's right.
You looked like...
Capizio pants, pal.
Oh my gosh, it was so obnoxious. You go to the bathroom right before you're about to go on stage.
Every show, for the record, if you ever see me live, right before you saw me, I just dropped the deuce. Every single show.
Okay.
I drop it. I don't know if it's nerves or the coffee or habit. I always drop a deuce. So go ahead.
So anyway... goes to the bathroom. He comes back out on stage, like not even without a beat, walks off the toilet onto the stage. He gets up there. There's a 2 foot long, 2 foot long trail of toilet paper hanging out of the back of his suit from his butt. I'm on the side of the stage just melting, like, oh my gosh, how do you not know you're trailing toilet paper from your ass? And you got up there.
Yeah.
And you even took your jacket off at one point because you started getting hot. And I'm like, how do you still not see that? How come nobody in the crowd is yelling you got toilet paper hanging out of your ass?
They were all laughing.
Oh my gosh.
They were all laughing. They threw in the middle,
and in the middle of your gig, it falls out and it does like a leaf, like a leaf
a
fall.
Slow
like a
leaf fall.
A slow.
From the top of a tree.
Just kind of. And you look at it. And yeah. And the whole crowd is silent. Like, what is he going to do with that most embarrassing moment?
Yeah.
You pick it up, you smell it, and go, yep, that's mine.
And crushed.
And crushed it.
Crush. What's up, Atlantic City? Ping. Microphone feedback. Wow, 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 wow.
Do you remember where you were? How do you remember?
We're staying at the Tropicana.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, it was a big casino. It was a huge room. Oh my gosh.
Yes. I remember it well.
Oh, I do too. I just don't remember where. I wanted to crawl into a hole and die. That's my man.
And the other thing I was going to say, I got to check myself with patience. I went to the Mets-Yankees game, right? So I got really good seats. Now, when I go there, too, I go to watch a game. If you see me at a game, don't come and talk to me. I'm not...
Oh, that's not nice.
I don't want to talk. I'm watching a game.
That's, I don't... Okay, you just started off with
no.
Patience. You're already a douchebag, and then you said, don't come talk to me.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I don't have patience.
That's not nice. Then don't go to the game. Don't be around people if you don't want to talk to people or see people or hear people.
Okay, what I mean is, like, if I'm sitting in my seat... And you're just coming up to go, hey, can I get a picture and blah, blah, blah. And then you start talking to me and the bases are loaded and there's one out and there's a bit. What, are you there for the game or are you there to talk to me?
Okay.
I don't want to talk to you. I'm watching a game. So come in between innings.
Say just like, yeah, come say hi to me. Just know when. Know your timing.
Know your timing. Don't come up while the game. What do you think I'm driving 2 hours and sitting at a game to be noticed? I'm watching the game. So yeah, we had, and it was funny because we brought Dory, brought my youngest one, and she's, every time someone come up, she would have a puss on her face.
Really?
Oh, she's like, get.
Wait, now you're spreading it.
I'm spreading it. Well, we got to let people know. Who's ruder? The one that comes up, wants to talk during a game? Or us making our face?
Well, no. She should learn patience from her father.
Well, if you're watching a movie, and you see him in a movie, you're going to go up to the person in the movie theater. Oh my gosh, how are you? How you been? I'm watching the movie. Anyway.
I'm doing well, thanks for asking, and then you look away.
Well, that's what I do. I don't even look at them while I'm talking, and they still don't get the pit. They still don't get it.
Just be kind and courteous. Be
courteous, kind, and forgiving.
Steve Martin,
let's get small.
Be warm and human and grateful. And have a good thing to say.
Put a live chicken in your underwear.
What?
I don't know. He goes into like, put a live chicken in your underwear. He goes...
A live chicken?
Yeah, put a live chicken in your underwear. And he says all this other wacky stuff.
Be tasteless, rude, and offensive. Live in a swamp and be three-dimensional. Put a live chicken in your underwear. Get all excited and go to a yawning festival. Okay, everybody.
So this, all right, so it's the Mets Yanks. The Mets are so pathetic. They have no infielders. Their infielders are all on the DL. And so their catcher has to play third base. He's never played third base. He hasn't played third base since Little League.
That's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. We had a Little League team playing.
You can't take any of the other young guys that have been sitting there for years
unnoticed.
Well,
that's another thing.
Waiting for their opportunity.
Yeah.
and you're gonna okay, I get that. No, maybe I get that the catcher may possibly know a little bit more than one of these kids, but they're conditioned to be for that particular position, okay. Not the catcher.
Okay, well, let me fill you in on something, a little fact. The Mets training camp is in Vegas. Their minor league team is Vegas, so it takes a day for the players to show up, which is another stupid thing with the Mets organization. Why are you going to play in New York and your minor league team is a day away for circumstances like the other day when you played the Yankees?
Oh, yeah, that's stupid.
So they couldn't get the other two infielders up till the next day. How stupid is that?
You know what? Let's put our minor league team in Hawaii. You know, it'll help with their conditioning.
Yeah, let's put them in a place where there's strippers and gambling.
No offense.
And they're 2 days away.
But no offense. That's smart. Even like you said, Little League, like even the travel basketball team in sixth grade knows to have backup. Because if your great people get hurt and you got nobody, you go down in flames.
So
you have a little bit of...
Yeah, so anyway.
I didn't even know that much about baseball to know that stuff.
So they're short on infielder, and so their catcher has to play third base. And every time, like, someone would get up that was halfway decent, they would take him off third base, run to second base, and pray the ball wasn't hit there. And actually, it worked all game. I just never seen that in baseball. I've never seen that in professional baseball in my life. I mean, what a goof. What did you... How do you... Well, whatever. You can't predict two guys getting hurt in one day, but you should have guy that could play the infield.
Every position should have a backup player on field with that. You know, in the
Well, they did. They started the game off with four infielders. And that day, two of them showed up and said, "We can't play."
What do you mean they showed up?
They had rib cage problems. They had to be sent to the hospital. So two of the four infielders now are gone.
Thing.
No, it's just whatever. The point of it is, this is where the Mets are right now. They're 13 games under 500. Their catcher's playing third base, but yet they're playing the big bad Yankees, and the Yankees are going. They're tight games all the way up until the end. Tight games. So when you're sitting in your stadium and you hear other people cheering, which is what the Seven Line Army does, and people get pissed, but whatever, it's more of a vent. They don't say mean things about the other team or anything like that. They don't attack anyone in the crowd or anything like that. So this Yankee fan's sitting next to us, and he starts getting really, he's wasted. He starts getting really loud. He goes, "This team, is anyone bat over 300? This team, you guys suck."
Nice head, dick.
So I finally had enough. And this is where I'm worried about my patience. Like, I'm 50 years old. I have my daughter with me. I have two other guys with me. I instantly turned into an 18-year-old punk. I turned around and said, "Yeah, no, none of us know how to hit, which makes the Yankees more pathetic because you should be blowing us out every game. But yes, you're in a one-run game until the ninth inning game, which tells me your team ain't going to do squat if they make it against the Red Sox. The Red Sox are going to squash them and they ain't going nowhere." And he's like, "Well, at least we're in the playoffs." Well, I'd rather be eliminated now. Why show up to a party and get kicked out in the first 10 minutes? That's stupid.
And you're reasoning with drunkenness?
And that's what I'm doing. I'm dealing with a drunk. He's trying to focus in on me, and he's looking in all different directions. And then I got the guy behind me.
I'm going to get a cart.
Okay, and then why are you getting a cart? We have enough to...
I can't carry that.
Okay. All right, go get a cart. Now the guy behind me goes, "Yeah, what's the last time you were in World Series?" He starts chiming in. And I turn around, he's with his girlfriend, white, I don't know what she was. I turn around, and I start looking at them, and I get more pissed. I don't care about the drunkie guy, I'm more annoyed at this guy, and I turn away. "You wanna get involved? You wanna get involved with drunkie? You're starting to get lippy now?" And his girlfriend starts videotaping me. I said, "You videotape You keep videotaping, but keep yapping your mouth off and see what happens. He goes, I'm just in, and then he changes tune. He goes, I'm threatening him. I threatened him. I'm threatening him. 50 years old, I'm threatening him. And he goes, I'm just enjoying the game. I said, I'm enjoying the game too. Until you decided you wanted to chime in and get involved. Don't get involved. Don't be a big shot. I'm just enjoying the game. I'm enjoying the game too, but keep rattling your mouth, see what happens. And I turn around, and while I was in the middle of it, I'm going, what am I doing? I used to be able to really, I used to be a wizard in these situations. I don't know if I'm losing my patience. I don't know if some of my morality or faith is getting thrown out the window. I don't know if it's my age. I don't know. I wasn't scared, but I was like, Brewer, you're ready to throw down with two different guys and they're both young. Like, what are you, and your daughter's here. What are you doing? Now, granted, they never said another word the rest of the game. Matter of fact, the one guy, the drunky guy, eventually came up. And we locked in the same time. We just said, hey, man, we both put our arms out at the same time. Hey, man, no hard feelings. And then the whole game was holding hard feelings. And then Judge hits a home. He looks at me. He's like, no hard feelings. And we hit a home run. I said, no hard feelings. And it was funny and became a thing. And then it was cool. You know, I told some people about it. I'm like, you know, this is what happened. I don't know what's up. Am I trying to be a tough guy? Like, I don't know. Yeah, you know, I'm telling a friend, and he had a brilliant strategy. He goes, you know, bro, he's a Yankee fan, so I got to tell you what happened last night. And he goes, you know, that happened to me in Boston. I was in Boston, and there were four Red Sox fans, and they were relentless. They're relentless. Relentless, relentless. And it went on and on and on and on. He goes, and I knew they were looking for trouble. He goes, so finally I turn around. He goes, and they're all wasted. And I go, you know what my favorite Yankee Red Sox moment was? And they all thought that he was going to lay a bomb, you know, when the Yankees beat the Red Sox. He goes, when Veritek shoved A-Rod in the face. That was a great moment. It was a great moment for baseball. It just stood for everything baseball, like the real gritty good team against the prima donna wannabe cheater. And then he went on and on and on about all these great Red Sox moments. And he started giggling. He's like, Brewer, within four or five innings, they were buying me beers. We were talking baseball the entire game. I was inviting them. I said, you have to go to Cooperstown, see the whole Red Sox section. And it changed the whole situation. I went, you know what? That's brilliant. And that I'm going to use that tactic. I'm going to use that tactic next time.
Here, put your stuff on here.
I should have turned and said, you know, we are pretty bad. And I'm glad you're excited. I'm excited to watch you guys. I actually came here. I know we're out of it, and I just want to see these two. But I really, this Judge guy, like, he's, you think he's going to be the next Mantle? You think he's going to, and I could have easily just put the ball in the court like that and would have changed. It would change everything. But the part that worries me is I was that, or I am that. And I don't know if the last couple months, what, I don't know. I don't know where I, what made me do that? All right. Getting fixed.
Go downstairs.
All right, I'm going to go downstairs and check out this room.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yes, they won today, the Mets. Yeah.
Oh, you can boo. Did you boo? Someone booed a Mets. Let me tell you something. As a Met fan, we don't care if you boo us. Because it's like, first of all, being a Met fan is teaches what?
Nirvana.
I'm not sure what that means. Did you think they were showing up tonight, or? Did the Ouija board with Vinny bring back Kurt Cobain, and the next thing you know, someone woke you up and you're like, Nirvana! I think I know what you meant. I think, but nah, I really don't. That's so funny. Being a Met fan is like, Nirvana! That was just like, you know, being in math class. What's 2 times 7? But I always crack up, like, you know, people will boo you if you're a Met fan. I'm like, you know, Met fans are full of patience, they're faithful, they're loyal, because being a Met fan is like being in love with an alcoholic. It really is. Everyone goes, how can you like the Mets? You're like, because I love them. And they went through a lot of pain. And it really is, because every year the Mets are like, don't leave us. I'm going to get help. I'm going to better myself. I'm sorry, I'm not like them. I'm sorry. Sick of them. They get whatever they want. Whatever they want. They want the great hitter, they get them. They want a great pitcher, I get them. And you stand by their side. That's what Met fans do. Like, don't worry, I got them. I got them. They're fine. Pay attention. And every year we fall for the same thing. We're like, well, I'm not going to leave you.
Promise.
I'm not going to leave you. And you tell all your friends, they're doing so good. Just wait till you see when they come out. They've improved. They better themselves. You're going to be so excited. And then the All-Star game comes and they're passed out.
Can't believe we suck again. Don't leave me.
As a matter of fact, this is true. This is a true story. I tried Met fans, for some reason we hate the Yankees. We just hate them. I can't help it. It's not even jealousy, we just hate them. We hate them. We're Yankee fans, treat Met fans like the World Cup. We're the England. We just, most Yankee fans like, whatever. Hi Mets, oh yeah, that's right, you're over there. But Met, and I tried, this is when I knew it was embedded. I don't hate anything, I really don't. It's a waste of time for me to hate anything. But for some reason, I hate them. And I tried really hard. This is when I thought it would change, all right? Now we all know about the horror that happened here years ago. And if you remember, on September 11th that year, the Yankees made it to the World Series, and they try to involve God, that this is the work of God saving America from putting the Yankees in the World Series. I don't know if you remember that, but it was like, you know, of all things, September 11th, and this great country of ours to be represented, who better to represent America in the place where this treasure happened but the Yankees? Oh, first there was Jesus, and now there's Derek Jeter. He shall save and heal the city. And, you know, people were getting caught up in that across the whole country. And even me, as a Met fan, I was like, all right. And because I would watch every game like this, like, the tragedy, I don't care, I hate them. And then all of a sudden, a miracle happened. Not one night, but two nights in a row. Two nights in a row, the Yankees are down to their last out. Not once, twice. Last out. And you know, the announcers are like, this obviously was not the year of the Yankees. A miracle would have to bring them back. Where is God now? And they were down to their last out, down by two runs. And all of a sudden I'm watching, ping, single, ping, home run, ping, Yankees win. Well, wow, that was pretty intense. Surely they still have to win two games. Next night, same exact scenario. Like, it would be impossible. Practically a miracle for the Yankees to come back again with only one out left, down by two runs. Bink, walk, bink, home run, bink, home run. Yankees win again. Eric, God loves the Yankees. God has asked him to heal America. Hallelujah. Let's go, Yankees. I mean, people are like flipping out. Even to the point where now it's the last game. And I have to say, I even prayed. I said, God, I beg you to take that hatred away from and out of me. Because it's obviously a miracle that you're want them to win it, and it's good for the city and it's good for the country, and I'm gonna put my hatred aside even though I'm in love with an alcoholic. Yankees are winning. One out away. They're winning. And they're going, surely this is a miracle. I mean, the tragedy this country went through, and now here are the Yankees from New York, right? And they show the towers and the space, and then they show Derek Jeter, and they're like, go. And the other team from Arizona had the bases loaded with two outs. They're down to their last out. And I sat there and I went, you know what? I think I'm gonna start following the Yankees. Yeah. Yeah. I was for a second healed, and I felt it was godly, and it was, and I said, I'll watch the Mets, but God wants me to watch the Yankees. He wants me to root for the Yankees. And then all of a sudden, there was a ground ball for the last out, and it went through. Derek Jeter went in the outfield, and the tying run came in, and then the winning run came in, and the Yankees lost, and I found myself going, that's because you suck! And that's how I went, oh my God, I'm possessed! It's a Yankee demon in me, so. Yeah, Hammer. Nirvana.
Hey,
No, no, no. It should be. It should be huge. So I even said while I was recording, I said, I punk out with those things. I'm like, God, no, just the one night and we're out of here.
Yeah.
Just
because you're too nice.
Well, no, I just want to get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm out. But technically, no, we shouldn't have paid for that. 2 a.m, we're walking in our pajamas to the second floor, and then we sit down, and she's like, and then tomorrow you can go back to that room.
But what about our room, though? I see.
Well, the other guy pays for you. I didn't pay for your room.
Okay,
because he overpaid.
Okay. Let him take the hit. Excuse me, no, I will tell him about it. All right, so anyway, this is a funny scenario. So Dee comes up and she goes, Dee, Mr. Lord. And she goes, she comes up. Yesterday she's telling him, stop saying Jesus Christ. She's getting all riled up. She wants to play her faith music. She goes, did you get any money back? No, she goes, oh, fuck that. So right now she's in the lobby. I want to see if she comes back with. I can't fight like that. I'm a punk.
You could.
But she's going to come back in like 2 seconds and have it done.
Yes, she will. That kid's going to barrel over. He's a young kid behind the desk.
No, he says no chance.
Yeah, no. When she's that raged.
You would fight for that.
I have that you cancer. Yeah. And I can be dead. You're going to. She'll drop that card. It'll be over.
The C word.
Right.
No chance.
My husband just had cancer cut out his back. It's not real cancer. But it's science. Yeah.
He had a bandage on.
That was nuts. We should not have paid for that.
No, you have detected. And then what time did they start the construction?
Right before 8 a.m. So we didn't get to bed till almost 3:30 in the morning. And they're laughing and talking.
I told you. Standing outside.
Yeah, and then these guys have woken up. Well, because one of the workers. Enough said. That's not him, though. Yeah, but at the end of the day, they should have like, dude, we got you covered. That was the craziest thing I've ever. What's up?
Are you Jim?
I am, man. I
thought I recognized you.
Yeah. How are you?
Good. Good.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
I wish I could say the same about you.
Yeah, I know. I got
not you. No, the place.
Construction. I know. It's awful. I apologize.
Well, no, we had a rough night. We had, first of all, we didn't know it was under construction. That's one thing.
Yeah.
But then we showed up right in the middle of the night. Oh, the fire thing.
The fire alarm. Oh, that's the worst.
So now
it's
we're.
Happened before?
Now
it's
we're
happened
up,
before, yeah.
So now we're up for like an hour and a half. Jeez. We're going at 4 a.m. And then, 8 a.m.
Yep.
All right, we're out of here. So my wife's like, they charged you? Like, yeah. She's like, oh, no, we're not paying us. All right, you go do it.
I wouldn't blame
so
you.
So she's in there. No, I know.
No, I don't blame you one bit. I don't.
Last night she's going. I said, she's just a girl who works at the clerk. Don't yell at her.
Is it Christiana?
She was a doll. She did everything she could. She's like, I'll get you here. It's 2 a.m. What can you do? She's going, what kind of maintenance? They should have this building checked. You don't check the batteries? If this goes down, every battery should be checked. But I gotta wake up at 2 a.m. I'm like, it's all good. Just give me the keys. Give me the keys. But you wake up a sleeping bear.
Yeah.
It's on. Oh, here she comes. Look at her face. Okay, let's see what the results are.
I have a...
Oh.
There's a shaking. There's a head shaking.
Smiling.
There's a head shaking. Could I bother you for an autograph?
What?
Could I bother you?
Yeah, of course you can. Did you do it?
Yeah, he's calling the manager.
Yeah, tell him to call the manager.
Yay!
Not at all. You have a camera?
I do.
To the camera. We'll do a selfie.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, no problem, Craig.
Oh, sweet. I didn't want to bother you.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
You know?
All right, let's take it. Here, ready?
Ready?
Are you good at these?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
You got that? Thanks, man.
You got it, brother.
I appreciate it.
Pleasure meeting you.
Pleasure meeting you. I'm sorry for the...
Not your problem. It's all good. Not your worries.
No.
Enjoy your rest of the day. Let's rock it.
Let's go.
Good job, D.
Yes.
So he's going to call the manager. Well, I'm sure the manager will give it. I mean, The last thing he wants me to do is make a video and put it on Facebook.
No, I wouldn't do that. My hands are back. You can do whatever you want.
Only if the money doesn't come back. Then it'll...
Right.
Hey, yeah, I gave you the address.
You're going to follow us.
Oh, did you want to?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. A mile and a half away. We'll check it out. A little breakfast place. All right. Yeah, if I make a video and post, but I won't do it to see what until the manager calls.
You lost your backbone there, pal.
I even mentioned I lost my backbone. I'm starting fights, but I can't.
I went in.
I can't get a. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna try really hard not to be an asshole.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, and I go. We checked in last night.
Yep.
The smoke detector went off in one room. I get moving us. Thank you for accommodating us at 2 in the morning. But then we could hear from our room.
Right.
I go, why are you charging my husband for 2 nights when we couldn't even sleep?
It was one night, two rooms.
Turn left onto US 44 East.
2 rooms, 1 night. That's what I said.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, did I say that?
You said 2 nights, but
whatever.
Go ahead.
So I went.
In a quarter mile.
I go, I don't mind paying for one exit. Room. I go, okay, let me call my manager. And I go, I'm not paying for 2 rooms. I'll pay for 1 room. And then I went, and no offense, I shouldn't even be paying for that room because we had to move our room at 2 a.m. And then we got woken up at 8:20 because of the fucking drills underneath us.
Yeah,
that was... I go, and to be honest with you, the construction didn't even bother us where you had us. The rooms were impeccably clean. It was very nice. I go, I have no other complaints except the battery in the smoke detector. And it, like, and to be shuffled around like that at 2 a.m.
Yeah, that pissed, that made
me nuts. I didn't even get 5 hours of peace in your hotel.
Right, right.
5 hours.
Right.
And you're going to charge me?
Yeah, no, that's nuts.
Yeah, so when the manager calls, I'm really going to rip into him.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to give much of a problem.
We shouldn't have to pay a dime. If anything, they should be giving us a voucher for you next year.
Yeah.
How was that gig, by the way?
Oh, we killed it. It was awesome. He's getting gas, right?
He's following us. Did he say he needed gas?
You getting gas?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll wait here. I guess I can get
gas,
too.
Yeah, maybe you should just fill up.
Riled up, baby.
You should, like, pull, like, every car.
But there's no need to... Oh, if Maria was here?
If your mom was here?
We'd have a paid vacation.
Yeah, she would have a free week of us all staying there. She would be like, you should be giving me money.
Right, and that's all happened.
Cancer card.
Yeah. That's what we said. She's going to throw the cancer card down. Oh, it's on. My husband's got a gash in his back. Half the people staying here is because they went to go pay to see him.
Well, the people checking in, she goes, how long have you been
here? Window?
How long have you been here? I went, oh, just one night. We're leaving now. And she went, is that a problem? I go, no, the construction's not a problem at all where they had us. So I, like, hinting you better hook these people up.
That's funny. She's riled up.